This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X.
Radio X at the movies with Cinema Aventure in Brussels. See what's showing this week at cinema-aventure.be.
This is Lee Middleton, and welcome along as we head off to the cinema once again on this week's edition of Radio X at the Movies. And if you need your fix of the weirdly wonderful and unusual, then we've got just the ticket for you with our film of the week. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children is described as a dark fantasy adventure film directed by the notorious Tim Burton and written by Jane Goldman. It's based on a 2011 novel of the same name by Ransom Riggs. The film has an all-star cast including Eva Green, Chris O'Dowd, Rupert Everett, Terence Stamp, Ella Purnell, Judy Dench, and Samuel L. Jackson. In the movie, we follow a teenager called Jacob, who himself is following clues that take him to a mysterious island where he discovers the crumbling ruins of Miss Peregrine's School for Peculiar Children. As Jake explores the abandoned bedrooms and hallways, he also discovers that its former occupants were far more than just peculiar. In fact, they possessed incredible powers, and they may still be alive.
It's my peculiarity. If I show you the rest, you have to promise not to run away.
Right on time.
Miss Peregrine, delighted to meet you.
He's invisible.
Of course. We're what's known in common parlance as peculiar.
Claire, why aren't you eating?
She's embarrassed in front of Jake.
Don't be.
Because our abilities don't fit in the outside world, we live in places like this, where no one can find us.
Jake, come and play!
I knew you were one of us when you were born. It's time for you to learn what you can do.
But I'm just ordinary.
No, you're not. You were born to protect us.
Promise me one thing. Look after them, Jake.
I promise.
Jake is forced to make a life-altering decision in order to protect the ones he loves as we meet the creepy Hollows and the dangerous White family, led by the terrifying Mr. Baron. You'll find our film of the week showing down at Stockel, and all I will say is be prepared. Also released this week in Belgium, we've got yet another remake of a classic. In fact, it's possibly the most famous Western of all time, The Magnificent Seven. And the reboot stars Chris Pratt, Denzel Washington, and Ethan Hawke as we revisit the now familiar mining town of Rose Creek as a group of townsfolk stand up to the corrupt industrialist Bartholomew Bogue and fight for their freedom.
Ready? I mean, good. Your shooting is good.
Do it again.
Sight the lowest part of the V, cheek resting against the star.
I had a father, thank you.
These men need inspiration. Inspire them. You are Goodnight Robichaux, after all. 23 confirmed kills at Antietam. This is one of Connolly's Confederate sharpshooters, dubbed the Angel of Death. Do what he does. He's a legend.
That's some fancy shooting there.
That's why they call him Good Night.
You tell Bo, if he wants his town, come see me.
The Magnificent Seven debuts in Antwerp this week, but it is expected to be showing in Brussels in the not-too-distant future. Now, on to something that may really captivate the younger ones amongst us. It's set to get underway at Beaux-Arts on October the 2nd. Line describing a cone. It's an extraordinary session for children. It features a film installation, and it reveals, almost as if by magic, the beam of light produced by a cinema projector. Now, the cone of light gradually takes the form in the projection space inside the cinema, and inside that, children will be able to move around freely. It's all accompanied by a live musical ensemble, as the kids literally get to enact cinema in real time. It really does sound superb, and if you want to get your kids involved, then head over to beauxarts.be, where tickets start from just €4 each. Finally, a look at the Belgian box office, where The Mechanic Resurrection holds on to the top spot for another week, making it one of the most successful films in Belgium so far this year. There's a new entry at number 2 for The Blair Witch, the sequel to the renowned horror classic The Blair Witch Project. And our film of the week from last week, that makes an appearance at this week's number 3, Hell or High Water, rounding off the top films in Belgium this week. And that's a wrap from this week's edition of Radio X at the Movies.
Radio X at the Movies with Cinema Aventure in Brussels. See what's showing this week at cinema-aventure.be.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW. Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.